If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
Seamus Toomey from Block Club Chicago with extremely local news sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. This is a new greenway coming to Lakeview. Fill us in here, Seamus.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is a greenway up and down Grace Street. A greenway is basically the city marks a road and adds extra bike lanes and speed bumps, and there reduces the speed limit on it to 20 miles an hour. And it's really just a way to sort of route bicyclists into one specific safer path. They try to do it on non-busy streets. So this is Gray Street. It's not Irving Park. It's not Addison. And that's what they're gonna do. It's gonna connect Grace from all the way from the Chicago River to the lakefront. So it'll hook up the there's a path called the River Run, the 312 River Run along the North Branch of the river, and then this takes you all the way to the lakefront trail. So just sort of a safer area for bicyclists to congregate. Now, anyone that's been to a Cubs game and tries to park at that parking lot on Gray Street knows that it's sort of a nightmare there in terms of cars. So the alderman is cognizant that there's going to be some times when they're going to have to manage this well, because there are a lot of cars on these streets. But it looks like Gray Street, beginning this summer, they're going to start marking the lanes and putting down the speed bumps, but they're not going to take out any parking, they assure. So
yeah, that's good.
Just sort of a safer route.
The Chicago River Swim is back. Is that because it's cleaner now?
That's what they say, yes. I mean, we've been talking for 20 years or so about how the Chicago River keeps getting better. We see it in sort of the wildlife that is returning there and thriving there. And, they say maybe safe enough to swim. I don't think you want to do this on a regular basis. But on September 21st, they're going to hold the first Chicago River swim, the first one in 98 years. It's going to run from the Dearborn Street Bridge. They're going to kick it off there, and about 500 swimmers are going to go a mile. Some will go 2 miles, and just kind of a celebration of the cleaning of the Chicago River. There's going to be a festival for all on the Riverwalk, so should be interesting. But as I always say, not for me. I will watch from the safety of the Riverwalk.
Yeah, I'm with you. And give us a couple of seconds tease on this great story you have posted at blockclubchicago.org about why orthopedic surgeons love Chicago 16-inch softball.
Yeah, the headline of the story is "The Mangled History of 16-inch Softball Hands," and it's sort of a deep dive into the many finger injuries that your brethren, Bob, have suffered over the years. They're sort of a badge of honor, but they can be very gnarly. Our writer Noah Azimo, who is also probably the best player on the Block Club Tribune softball team, did a deep dive into it, talked to a bunch of hand surgeons around the city, and they all sort of just laugh at, you know, how crazy it starts getting around May in Chicago, when people start coming in with things they call mallet fingers, necks, and jersey fingers.
Oh, yeah. 16-inch softball, Chicago's game, and the orthopedic surgeon's income stream, blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Bob.